You're with SBS Radio.
Alam ba ninyo ang eksaktong halaga ng inyong super? Ayon sa Financial Capability website na nasa pamamahala ng Australian Securities and Investment Commission, 35% lamang ang may alam. Nauunawaan ba ninyo ang konsepto ng diversification? 40% lamang ang nakakaintindi. Ilan sa atin ang nagbabayad ng buong balanse ng ating utang sa credit card bawat buwan? 59% lamang. Nangangahulugan ito na maraming Australiano ang hindi lumalago ang kayamanan, kaya sa ulat na ito mula kay Ricardo Consalves, malalaman natin ang mga bagay na dapat na malaman tungkol sa inyong pera. Pakinggan natin ang ulat sa ating wika. Ayon sa financial analyst na Marcus Padley, itinaas ng Banking Royal Commission ang pangangailangan ng mga consumer na dagdagan ng mga Australiano ang pag-angkin sa pag-aari ng kanilang pera.
After the Royal Commission, it's become quite apparent that bankers used to be trusted and that individuals could leave their personal financial guardianship to trusted institutions and trusted people. It's quite apparent that they can't do that, that they've actually been trusting profit-making institutions. And in order to guard themselves against that, they're going to either get proactively involved in their own finances or find someone they can trust.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Padley na ang pagiging proactive ay nangangahulugan na kailangan dagdagan ng armas ang inyong karunungan. Kaya narito ang limang pinakamataas na bagay na kailangang malaman ninyo tungkol sa pagpapalago ng inyong kayamanan. Ang una ay ang sinabi ng financial advisor at CEO ng Association of Financial Advisors, Mark Binham, na kailangang mag-ipon at bayaran ang lahat ng utang.
So we always say, pay yourself first. The day after your salary comes in, whether it's automatically or you do it yourself, have an amount that you won't miss deducted, and so that gets you into a disciplined, regular savings plan.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Binham na dapat bayaran ng mga masamang utang, kagaya ng credit cards, at bayaran ng higit sa kailangan ang buwan ng hulog dito.
Well, the minimum really is usually only about 2%. So you're just really covering the interest. And therefore, for the average person, that's going to be about 15 to 20 years before you pay that credit card off.
Sinabi naman ni Marcos Padley na sa pangalawa, kailangan ng pang-unawa sa kapangyarihan ng compounding.
The respect for small amounts of money, because over long periods they can grow into large amounts of money. For instance, $1,000 invested at 10% over 50 years turns into $117,000.
Tinawag ito ni Mark Binham bilang pagyaman ng dahan-dahan dahil anumang ginagawa ng maiksing panahon ay kalimitang mapanganib at hindi nagtatagumpay. Pero sa panahon ng mababang interes, itinagdagdang niyang ang pag-unawa sa klase ng pamumuhunan at diversification ay mahalaga.
Like shares, whether it's international or Australian shares, bonds, fixed interest property, getting a bit of understanding, you don't have to go do a course, but just get a bit of understanding will help so much.
Ang pangatlo naman, ayon kay Marcos Padley, ay ang pang-unawa sa inyong superannuation.
A lot of people simply don't know where their super money is. The simple thing is to find out where it is, to roll all your super accounts, and there are thousands and thousands of lost super accounts. You go through the ATO website, you can identify all of them using your tax file number.
Itinuturo ng MyGov website na nasa my.gov.au ang detalya ng mga ito. Itinagdag ni Ginoong Padley na mahalagang matutunan kung paano masundan at pamahalaan ang inyong pondo online at isipin ang paghuhulog ng dagdag na kontribusyon.
The government suggested we have to save 9.5%. It would be nice if we could save 15%. Makes an enormous amount of difference to how early you'll be empowered to do what you want rather than to work.
Ang pag-iwas sa financial vanity ang pang-apat ayon kay Marcos Padley.
The amount of money wasted trying to look successful, big houses, big cars, anything consumed on debt is a killer on that equation for the long term.
At sa panglima ay ang pakikipag-ayos.
Negotiating better with the banks, utility companies, putting pressure on your employer for a salary rise, and putting that money to work for you in the longer term rather than spending it in the short term.
Mahalaga din ang pagtanggap ng magandang payo. May detalya kung paano kayo makakakuha ng financial advisor o planner sa MoneySmart website ng ASIC na matatagpuan ninyo sa moneysmart.gov.au.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.